Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Regine Radio. It's your girl Basha Regine, and you're listening to A Young Black Muslima. This is a community of blossoming humans in which sometimes I do answer questions to make you think about your potential to make change. But you already know it's up to you. My answers are based off my understanding of myself and my way of life, which is Islam. So believe me when I say I want for you what I want for myself. Boom. Check it, right? So I didn't do a Ramadan series. I wanted to do a Ramadan rewind for you all because I have some stories to tell you, and I really want to express why I didn't do it as well, so like you can understand based upon my Ramadan journey why I didn't even do a Ramadan series in Ramadan this year. But this Ramadan series is in the new year because we are, you know, Hajj is almost coming to an end, so like we're in the new year, like, so I really just wanted to reflect on Ramadan and do a rewind for you guys. Subhanallah. Okay, let's get started. Okay, this is definitely Stalkergate because some of my close friends know what happened, and communities know what happened at the masjid and just in different communities as well. I was stalked this first week of Ramadan last year, well, this year, but in Dhul Hijjah, the Islamic calendar. So Ramadan in the Gregorian calendar year, if you're calculating that, in this past Ramadan, 2023, was very interesting. SubhanAllah. So let's just get into it. You guys, I was stalked, okay, by someone from Instagram that came to the masjid that I frequent, my community masjid, and I literally was shocked. So the first week I was very much like, yes, I'm in this, I'm ready to go, but I was still missing being in Yemen. So let me just rewind a little bit. I went to Yemen in July of 2022, and I was so blessed to experience it because it was the first Muslim country I've ever been to, and I was able to go to the Daura, to Tarim, to be amongst the Habaib and, you know, the lovers of Allah and Jannah on earth is what, you know, it is called. So the beauty of that, and then from that going to Egypt, living in a Muslim country, practicing my deen, studying Arabia, and subhanallah, when I tell you I was missing it so heavy. From there I went to Umrah, alhamdulillah, for the first time, and then from there I also, you know, went to Senegal for the first time, West Africa. So I just want to say that I was missing these places heavily. My heart was in all these different places, alhamdulillah, and I was able to be okay with being in America, but I really wanted to be in Egypt, Yemen, or, you know, Senegal or Saudi. Of course, Medina Munawwara would have been perfect, but Allah had other plans for me. So the first week of Ramadan, going to different masjids in my state, and then I go to the masjid of my community, and there is the stalker that I didn't call this person a stalker until they showed up at the masjid. Shocked as I could possibly be, I was shaking and so angry a little bit because I knew Allah was testing me, but it was right after we broke fast, right after Isha, and I saw the stalker, and I was like, what is going on, subhanAllah? And I literally thought about it, and I was like, Allah's testing me, Allah's testing me. Now, I can't tell the security to remove, I mean, I can, but I don't want to tell the security to remove the stalker because it's a masjid. Like, you can't just be having people removed from Allah's house. It's not your house, subhanAllah. And so I told the community members what happened and what's happening, what's coming up for me, and they handle it in a beautiful way. Unbeknownst to me, this would go on for a week and a half. I literally cannot believe the test that Allah put me through in that experience. Okay, I was able to really unpack why I was going through it. And the real reason is because, subhanAllah, maybe, just maybe, I was meant to stay in Egypt a little longer or Senegal a little longer. Now, that's my, like, right, small human brain assessing this. Allah had another plan for me, why I was meant to experience that. So maybe that was the experience and that was supposed to happen. SubhanAllah, it then affected, you know, friendships and just like family stuff, that just different things was affected by, because I was very upset and I felt unsafe and I didn't like that feeling. Now, I've experienced it knowing that the beauty of understanding what needs to be experienced in order for a person to know that Allah is protecting you is imperative. You know, fasting, feeling that sense of helplessness is really so, I can't explain it, the dynamic. So separating myself from that and being aware of how I'm able to connect to who I am, I know that Allah wanted me to experience that. Now, looking back, that's why I didn't do not one single episode during Ramadan this year. Subhanallah, I'm still doing a Ramadan series, just not in Ramadan, because the experience started off this way. And it wasn't because I didn't plan on doing it. I did plan on doing it. But Allah just took me on a journey to experience Ramadan without documenting anything besides writing in my journal. So I really wanted to unpack this, because no matter who you are as a Muslim woman, outside of Ramadan, inside of Ramadan, you are meant to practice your faith in a safe space. And no one should ever feel unsafe when they're in a beautiful religion such as Islam that requires us to always be in a peaceful state. So people who violate that peace and step over those boundaries have to be dealt with accordingly, because Allah also wants us to have that peace and the understanding of who we are and where we're going. And the only way we're able to do that is to really understand that it is important to seek out Allah and to advocate for ourselves, because Allah will question us. We're Muslims. We don't turn the other cheek, okay? We have to be aware that if someone violates our personal space, if someone is violating our spiritual space and our safe space, it has to be well known. So I really just wanted to talk about that in reference to my Ramadan experience, because the lesson I learned was to never stay quiet. I was going to walk away when I saw the stalker, because I was like, who am I to tell him to leave the masjid? Yes, it was a brother, but who am I to tell this person to leave? Right? So knowing that, I realized that as a woman, I need to feel safe at all times. So that was the most imperative for me. So inshallah, we're able to connect to this more. This is the first installation in the Ramadan Rewind, because you just have to know what happened this Ramadan. I hope you guys enjoy. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Young Black Muslima, and hit up our website, youngblackmuslima.com. And if you're looking to connect to a community, learn more about Islam, we have Shahada sessions every month during the year and every Sunday during Ramadan. So it's every Sunday outside of the month of Ramadan. We have it once a month. So don't forget to go check it out. Fill out the form on youngblackmuslima.com and Shahada Sessions, or hit up the Instagram, Young Black Muslima, or Shahada Sessions Instagram to find out more, so that you can join a community that is full of nurturing and love and just open to talk about crazy moments like the one I just explained, because it was so crazy. I hope you guys enjoy this series, Ramadan Rewind. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.